AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Diplomats are working through back channels to arrange a new round of talks between the U.S. and Iran, even as Washington enacts its blockade of Iranian ports, prompting threats of retaliation from Tehran. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
I think it would be unrealistic to expect to such a complex problem, long-lasting problem, could be resolved in the first session of a negotiation. So we need negotiations to go on, and we need a ceasefire to persist as negotiations go on.
Meantime, Lebanon and Israel held direct diplomatic talks for the first time in decades.
We discovered today...
Yekiel Leiter is Israel's ambassador to the U.S.
We are both united in liberating Lebanon from an occupation power dominated by Iran called Hezbollah.
Israel and Hezbollah have been fighting for weeks. On the economic front, International Monetary Fund chief economist Pierre-Olivier Gorinchis says the IMF had been optimistic after 2025 ended on an upbeat note.
We were looking to lift up our global growth forecast. Now, war in the Middle East has halted this momentum.
In other news, Sagar Meghani reports a federal appeals court is ordering a judge to end his contempt investigation of Trump administration deportation flights.
Judge James Boasberg moved ahead with criminal contempt proceedings over last year's flights, saying the administration ignored his order to turn around the planes. President Trump had slammed Boasberg as a troublemaker and agitator.
Radical left lunatic.
Today, a divided appeals court says Boasberg abused his discretion in forging ahead with the proceedings and has ordered him to end what it describes as his intrusive investigation. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is AP News. An earthquake hit Nevada last night.
A magnitude 5.7 earthquake struck a rural part of Nevada just before 6:30 p.m. Monday night. The epicenter was about 13 miles east of the town of Silver Springs, rattling residents, knocking merchandise off store shelves. Tyra Fuller.
It was pretty bad. I thought the house was going to bounce off the foundation.
Tyra says she's not new to earthquakes.
Originally from Southern Cal, and we get rollers down there for the most part. This wasn't a roller. This was a bounce.
While the shaking only lasted about 20 seconds,
this was a complete shock.
The area suffered only light to moderate damage. Sound courtesy, Colo News, Nevada. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And in France, a Parisian man has won a Pablo Picasso painting valued at $1 million with a $117 raffle ticket. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.